Rick Santorum has a strong showing in Iowa. Will that translate to more money for a skeleton campaign?
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM, American Public Media in Los Angeles. Good morning, I'm Steve Chiatakis. 8 votes separated the 2 frontrunners in the Iowa caucuses. The election squeaker in the Hawkeye State gave former Massachusetts Governor Mitt Romney and former Pennsylvania Senator Rick Santorum around 25% each. Now, just a few weeks ago, Santorum was polling in the single digits, but his last-minute rise in Iowa came without a large campaign war chest. In fact, he didn't even have much of a campaign staff or security detail until the past few weeks. So will Santorum's strong showing equate to more campaign cash? Marketplace's John Dimsdale explains.
At one time or another, Michelle Bachmann, Newt Gingrich, and Rick Santorum surged in popularity in Iowa, yet Colby College government professor Tony Corrado says their campaign fundraising remains lackluster at best.
If you really want to raise significant amounts of money, you have to show that you can win or that you're going to be one of the leading contenders, and they haven't been able to do that.
Fundraising by challengers has been particularly difficult this year. That's because independent groups called super PACs can raise and spend unlimited cash. Bill Schneider is a longtime campaign observer.
The super PACs are clearly making it tough because an establishment candidate who is well-connected or who's seen as a winner, which is Romney's big advantage, that candidate can raise tons of money.
But he says conservative Republicans are still auditioning alternatives to Mitt Romney. Once one or two other candidates show they can win early primaries, he says they'll start attracting money too. In Washington, I'm John Dimsdale for Marketplace.
There's word today from Chrysler that sales in the U.S. were up for the year by 26%, 37% for December alone. Other big automakers will be reporting today on their sales for the month and for the year. Latest signs from those makers have shown us sales are improving there as well. And analysts say pent-up demand is feeding steady growth. Will that extend into 2012 and beyond? Here's Marketplace's Bob Moon.
Happy new car year. That's what 2012 is shaping up to be for longtime car buying holdouts. Jeff Schuster is a market forecaster at LMC Automotive. He credits in part easy financing that was so elusive for so long.
Even if they wanted the vehicle, credit just essentially froze up for a period of time.
Schuster says the average American car is now 11 years old, and replacing all those old wrecks could boost sales by roughly 1 million vehicles this year to nearly 14 million. At the consumer research website Edmunds.com, chief economist Lacey Plocky points out millions of the so-called millennials are finally entering the market.
They really have just begun to get their feet wet in terms of being new car buyers.
TrueCar.com trend watcher Jesse Toprak says American car makers haven't just revamped their models, but their entire image.
The way the industry recovered based on the merits of its products has been a very healthy and sustainable recovery path.
And with car makers looking to add thousands of new jobs, that bodes well for a more prosperous new year. I'm Bob Moon for Marketplace.
Let's do the numbers. European markets are lower at the moment, with questions remaining about Italian banks. We also found out today inflation in the 17-country Eurozone fell in December. Asian markets were mixed today. Wall Street yesterday, markets here at home started 2012 in positive territory. The S&P and NASDAQ each added more than 1%. The Dow Jones average tacked on 179 points, about 1.5%, to close at 12,397.
American Public Media announces the Splendid Tables new book, How to Eat Weekends, with dozens of new recipes, now available at bookstores nationwide.
Afghanistan's President Hamid Karzai today said he agrees with American efforts to talk with the Taliban through an office in Qatar. Tens of thousands of American forces are still on the ground in Afghanistan after ousting the Taliban from power 10 years ago. Of course, no war is just about dollars and cents, how much we pay for that involvement, but that's what we're going to focus on today. So we turn to the Globalist editor-in-chief, Stefan Richter, who's with us now, to quiz us on what we know about the cost of American involvement in Afghanistan. Good morning, Stefan.
Good morning, Steve. Are you ready?
I am ready. Hit me.
So here's today's quiz.
All right.
The United States currently spends about $115 billion a year on military operations and related costs in Afghanistan.
Okay.
We also rely on the United Nations for support in that country, as well as on foreign partners around the world. But let's compare the level of U.S. spending in Afghanistan to all U.S. spending on the United Nations.
All right.
Where do we invest more money? That's my question to you today. Is it A, that we invest just 1/20th as much in the U.N. as we spend every year in Afghanistan?
1/20th, okay.
Or is it that for every dollar we spend on military operations in Afghanistan, we spend just 1/4 on the U.N., or do we spend about the same on both?
I knew for a while there, the U.S. hadn't paid its U.N. bill. There's always been that little piece of information that's been out there. But I'm gonna take a guess, hopefully an educated guess, and say that it's a nickel for every dollar, 1/20th.
That is absolutely correct.
Wow.
But it is shocking, isn't it?
It is shocking. It's not much money.
For the U.N., it wasn't a billion. We spend $6.4 billion. As of 2009, a year, on everything that the United States dispenses on the UN. And that's the equivalent of basically what we spent in about 2 or 3 weeks in Afghanistan. But it gets worse. The U.S. spends as much on military operations in Afghanistan as the rich countries give to poor countries in the same year.
Wow.
And whether that always gets us ahead and gets us the bang for the buck that we would hope, that is a very open question that ultimately, of course, history will determine.
That history certainly will determine. All right, Stefan Richter, editor-in-chief of theglobalist.com. Stefan, thanks.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
And finally, this morning, German engineers have developed an office lighting system that mimics the sky's natural light on a cloudy day. Imagine working at your desk but feeling like you're outside. The system is made up of luminous ceiling squares, each with more than 280 different colored LED lights. Altogether, they emit a full spectrum that simulates different light patterns of the sky. The system's pretty expensive right now. Each of those panels goes for about $1,300 each. The engineers say they've been approached by several companies looking to install those lights in their conference rooms. Oh, look, it's another meeting. Or is it a picnic in a park? I'm Steve Chiatakis in Los Angeles. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. And this is APM, American Public Media.
The economy's better, but still not great, and it affects all of us, of course, but also countries that are far, far away.
We then had 2.4 million people in crisis. The prices had doubled, and the outlook was not good.
I'm Kai Rizdahl, the macroeconomics of food aid and the news from Wall Street as well. And that's next time on Marketplace from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.